On this episode of Motown Breakdown, Jay hits the 20 loss mark, so the big wheel of fun gets spun, and we determine what punishment Jay has to do for hitting that 20 loss mark. We start up the next segment of the bet slip, the next row of the 20 losses. We cover some Tigers, the NFL draft, some of the NHL playoffs. Yeah, and that's just some miscellaneous stuff. Big Bev going downhill. A few other random stuff. So tune in and enjoy.
The 1-0, swinging a fly ball. Wow. Left field is deep. It's way back. The Tigers are going to the World Series.
Detroit basketball.
Stafford takes. Throws, Enzo, Calvin, touchdown, Detroit Lions!
Helm with it again, he's got some room, Lidstrom wide open,
oh! Scores! Red Wings win it 5-4 in overtime!
From the streets of the Motor City and Midtown to Greektown, this is the Motown Breakdown.
Every episode of Motown Breakdown can currently be found on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, also now on Google Podcasts and iHeartRadio. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and on Spotify, and to like and subscribe to Motown Breakdown on Apple Podcasts. Welcome into episode 26, Motown Breakdown.
On a Tuesday night.
Tuesday, today.
Oh, late.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Lions aren't playing. Wings aren't playing. Pistons aren't playing. Like, what does it really matter at the end of the day? But
true.
But we're still getting it out there for the people.
I'm going to name myself the executive producer, even though I'm not, and say that the people were pissed.
Well, we get
our hardcore listeners.
All six of them?
We might lose our hardcore listeners.
Ah, can't have that. Yeah, we definitely can't have that. It's better to have six and zero.
I was going to say all three of them. I got a text from three people yesterday asking where it's at.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I texted you instead.
Over, under, you know what? No. We're all of them on our roller hockey team.
No.
No? Sure. Oh. All
right. There's a dude from work that listens.
Really?
All right. That's what we like to hear.
Here we go. So, frickin', what? Another W on Sunday, Smoking Joe's. Me and Tony were talking about, is that five in a row?
It's five in a row.
Because didn't we lose our last game of the regular season? Or win our last game of the regular season last?
Yeah,
I think we did.
Go 3-5.
Yeah. Yeah, because that one team had that brutal goalie.
Yeah.
That sub for them, and then we just embarrassed them.
I think we were missing people, too, because I was...
Right. That was the day me, Zach, and Tyre were gone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
so,
right.
And then we won the two playoff games, and then we...
2-0
Yeah, dude. We're on a heater. 5-0 in the last five games. So we locked up first place, right? Because the one team
had a bye, so they're still 1-0.
Or no, didn't they forfeit or whatever?
Oh, yeah, they forfeited. Yeah, they might have forfeited. Yeah, actually, you're probably right.
Because there was a game after us on Sunday.
Yeah.
There's still a chance.
But no one showed up.
There's still a chance the team can go 2-0 on. No.
For now, we locked up first, though.
So. Yeah, we're
1-1.
Everybody in our league has a loss except for us, so.
Yup. What's our goal differential? +3?
+3.
Let's go.
Because that was the final.
Just enough.
8-6 was the final
in
that game.
7-5.
Yeah.
Not bad. Shout out Tony for
Tony.
Gino.
Tony
big,
had a great
big
game.
Big Gino.
Got the MVP sigs.
I called him the other day, and his wife was there with him. I was on speakerphone. I was like, you missed out.
Yeah.
On your boy shining.
Yeah, he had a freaking...
Yeah, he was buzzing around there.
Game of his career.
He was on the bench, and he was like, dude, this league's so much better than the other one we were in.
Yeah, he was fine. He was playing...
I was like, yeah, it's actually like fun to touch the puck.
Yeah, he was playing with some confidence. You're touching it a lot more.
I just got to see it.
You got to bury it. You're seeing it fine. You just got to freaking bury it. Just, hey, next time you get out in front of the net... Just trust that it's on your stick and just look at the net the whole time. Don't even look down. Just trust that it's there.
That's what I did.
If it flutters off your stick, oh well.
That's what I did for the one that was in the corner that the goalie wasn't paying attention to.
Oh, yeah.
I've been pretty cool.
Ryan Tyre almost getting another fight again.
God, if I had a dollar for every time.
Got a nice stick up into his cage. And roller.
Guy went after him on the face off too. Like, I know. I was like, oh my God, here we go.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
If he doesn't get into an altercation, it's not a game.
Right. Either that means we're probably smoking. No. It could happen in any scenario, really. I can see. Yeah. What else happened during the game?
I don't know. It was so long ago.
Did Nick score?
No, Nick didn't score. No, I think Tony, and then I think I got one. You got a couple. Tyre got like four goals.
Tyre got a few.
I only got one.
Yeah, nothing really crazy happened, though, I feel. I feel like it's just pretty basic game.
Yeah, come just from behind up. Again.
Yep.
I don't think we've ever gotten a lead and then, like, kept it.
No.
The whole game. Mm-mm. I'm pretty sure we've been losing every single game we've played.
That's our strategy.
Yep.
Strat.
And then we're off this weekend, right?
Yes. We do have a bye this week. And then we'll play. We play, like, every other week for the next, like, month.
Dude, this season goes till July.
I noticed that.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, yeah, because we have byes, and there's, like, three holidays.
Yep.
For the adult Wednesday-Thursday league goes till end of May. They're somehow getting their eight games in.
How many teams do they have? It makes a difference if there's four.
True. I think there's four. But just, like, they're done end of May. We're going till mid-July.
So, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it is what it is.
I'm fine. I'll take an off week here and there.
It's just another week for us to have the boys over for a pool party.
That's true. Smoking Joe's barbecue.
Yeah. That's about...
Get Coop on the grill. He's got seniority.
We need to start a countdown on when the pool opens. May 19th.
May 19th? That's only three weeks.
3 weeks from Friday.
Oh.
Pool party. No, that just means I got to do a lot of freaking yard work outside and clean up.
Yeah, pick up all that shit.
Yeah, that's all that means. Anything else about the game? That's all I had. Big W.
I don't think so.
Tony, greatest game of his career.
We got to not do this on a Tuesday again.
We couldn't.
All those Sunday vibes I had about this game.
Gone.
They're gone.
It's just another W, Joe. It's all we know. Eating W's. I'm already moved on. I moved on to game three.
I think the craziest part about the whole thing is that, like, because when I was in the face-off, because for some reason I'm doing the face-off, so I have no clue what I'm doing.
I love when you take draws. You don't do bad, Adam.
That's the funniest shit, because I'm always up there, and Kel's like, take it. And, like, the ref will be sitting up there with the other person on the other team. I was like, dude, I got no fucking clue what I'm doing up here.
I want Sean to start taking them.
I know. Sean and Nick.
You would have fun.
No, it's funny. The first time I seen you, like, take a face-off, I'm like, all right, Joe, go take a face-off. And, like, you actually won it, but you, like, won it forward. Like, right to their team. Yeah. Like, you literally, like, kind of pushed it forward, and you technically would have won it, but you just pushed it right to them. I was laughing. I was like, Joe, you got to get back to us.
I'm thinking offensive. I'm thinking.
You're ready to walk the centerman and
just poke it right between his legs, skirt around him.
I'll run right through him. I ain't scared.
How many penalties do you have this year?
One.
Just the one?
Yeah, just the one.
For some reason, I thought you had a couple more.
I think Tyre's got like three or four.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I love
it. It's insane. He was like that at Central, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think that was the funniest thing. He's like, dude, we need a rally here. We need a penalty. He's like, gotcha.
Down by three. We need a penalty.
Go whack some guy on the back of his leg.
The only team to be down by multiple goals be like, all right, we got to take a penalty. We got to go shorthanded to get this momentum back.
And there's me going ham in the penalty box when we score twice.
Yeah, dude. We're so good on the penalty kill.
We really are.
I don't know why. I don't know.
Because I'm going to tell you why. Because you know who's not out there?
You.
Myself, Sean, Nick.
True. But we're still down one.
Tony.
More room. More room for us to maneuver.
Tony and Nick have been out there on the kill.
Well, I'm usually in the box, so.
Tony was out there last game.
That's what I'm saying. Tony was playing his heart out.
I believe he meant to say playing his dick off.
His dick off, yeah.
I saw it in your eyes. You wanted to say it. All right, so yeah, won't be another update next week, but actually, next episode we record will be on my birthday.
Oh, is it Sunday?
And I might have to take 3 shots of gin.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
God damn it. I just thought of that.
Punishment that. On your birthday.
You should have to do that just for your birthday alone.
No. No. No, you're not going to grease out 2 punishments on me.
I will take 3 shots of gin on August 4th. Or that weekend, though.
That's up to you.
Oh, my God, pussy.
I ain't doing that. Only if I wheel it. All right.
Joe's just trying to have fun. All right.
Let's go to Tigers. Joe. What's his name? I always forget. What's our ace's name? I can never remember
Eduardo?
His name. Is it Eduardo Rodriguez?
I think so. That sounds about right. I'm gonna look it up just so you're... I think it's Eduardo.
I know it starts with an E. I can just never remember.
Yeah.
Okay. Almost threw a... He had a perfect game through, I think, 6 innings.
Yeah, 6 2/3,
he lost it
I
in
think.
The 7th.
Yeah.
Damn. I mean, I wasn't watching the game, but yeah. I, you know, was following it on social media and stuff.
I will say I do love watching the games now on TV.
I like the pace.
I'm going to be really upset when I'm at a game and it's moving that fast. But with how it's been cooking on TV, it's
yeah.
not bad to watch.
Once NHL playoffs are over and there's, I mean, that's all that's on, I will tune in for sure. But still right now, no. I think they went on a little heater. I think I last checked they were like 7-12 or whatever, and somehow they were third in the
Yeah, they're 8-13 in the now.
Did you guys see the video of there's this one dude that was talking about how the Tigers might be a playoff team?
Chris Castellani?
I don't know.
From Barstool?
It's like a yeah, it might be. It was like they're only like 1-11 versus the AL East.
Yeah. But they were like, I think it was him. Yeah.
he goes, if it goes like this, if they win 75% of their games,
they'd be 9-2 if they didn't play AL East opponents. I think that was the division.
No, that's probably about right.
Yeah, but he goes,
I think that was the division.
Yeah, AL East.
He goes, that's 75% of the games. So he's like, imagine that. They'd be like a 100-win team. They'd be like 101 wins and like 61-2 losses.
That'd be freaking insane, especially their over-under was, what, like 63 wins?
I think so. This year? Somewhere around there.
That'd be insane.
Hey, but, they're close. We're getting there.
Yeah, so any updates on Torque Watch?
We'll get to Torque Watch in a second, but talking about our boy Eduardo, Bally Sports, even though they are going bankrupt, or filed for bankruptcy.
I saw that. Hell yeah.
They still have time to put out the stats. So our boy Eduardo is the first player in franchise history to record a total of at least 15 strikeouts, no walks, and no earned runs over the course of consecutive starts.
Yeah, he's lighting it up.
Yeah, I was going to say, which sounds...
He probably lost both of those starts, though, because he probably got no run support.
Stats are stats.
No, I know. That was good for him.
Asses in seats. Players get paid. He wants the money. Right.
Yeah. How's Casey Mize doing?
He's hurt, isn't he? I don't even think he's played yet. I think he's on the DL.
For real?
I think so. I'm pretty sure he hasn't.
What are we doing here with this guy? he was supposed to be the next Verlander or whatever you want to compare him to.
He
hasn't done jack shit since he's been here.
We just threw 3 starting pitchers on the IL today. Also, Skubal 60-day IL, Matt Manning 15-day IL, Bo Brisky.
Skubal's on a 60-day IL.
Yep.
Dude, what are we doing with these guys?
Casey Mize.
All these guys were supposed to be legit.
Did you ask for Casey Mize? Is that who you're talking about? 60-day IL, elbow and back. But he was playing catch.
He had back surgery right after he had this Tommy John surgery.
What are we doing?
He's playing catch 3 times a week,
what
though,
do you mean,
it says.
What are we doing? This is doing pretty good. Here's the problem with baseball, all right? And I know we have a limited amount of time today, so we're going to try and keep it cooking. But the problem with baseball is you're what? You're 6 years old, and you're throwing, right? No big deal, whatever. Mm-hmm. You're 11-12, curveballs, whatever, changeups, whatever, 13-14, and then you start to get into travel baseball where there's no – I mean, right now you get lucky now. Because there's all like the pitch limits in Little League and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But travel baseball, they can just yeet you.
Yeah.
You got to decide where you're going to go. I mean, are you going to go college? Are you going to go minor leagues?
Yeah.
You're playing in the summer. Like, you go to college, you're probably playing in the summer league as a pitcher still. So that whole time, you're just – and if you're throwing gas, it's going to wear and tear on your body. It doesn't matter when.
I know, but it's just like why is it always like our guys, though?
You just notice it more.
Maybe. But I don't know. Like what was Casey Mize was...
Because like, think of the idea while Cal's gone, checking on his dog. Dog got fixed today. Big milestone. No longer man. R.I.P.
Big day.
Big day. But, I mean, but think about all like the... I guarantee there's people you know that have made it to some level of the minor leagues, but then had to stop because of an injury.
Yeah.
You know?
I just feel like the Tigers have drafted all these big name guys. Like, how many top five picks have we had in the last 10 years? And who do we have that we can show for? Like, that's all I'm saying. It's like, why can't one of these guys pan out once? Sucks.
That's the game. And you got to remember, like, even if we drafted somebody last
half of that was our old general manager because he thought he could build something from drafting players when no, not in the MLB. But you got to go buy people.
It's different, too, because it's not like, okay, I get drafted, but then I'm in the minor leagues for 3, 4, 5 years until you get that opportunity.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I guess, what's his nuts, that Great Lakes Loons in Midland?
Yeah.
I was working, guy I worked with at Pepsi goes, oh, yeah, I was here one day, and a dude named Clayton Kershaw was pitching. Because we had no clue who he was, and all of a sudden he was a big name for the Dodgers.
Cause
all these big names now are just come from up the system, and it takes time.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just wish some of these guys would pan out to be what they're supposed to, and not be on 60-day ILs every year. But whatever.
But I will say, our boy Torque isn't doing as bad as I thought. I'm gonna
let him out. Really? What?
Sharon just whispering the mic.
No.
I'm gonna let him out. Love the distractions here. Thank God it's on video this time.
Come on, buddies.
Batting 232.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not terrible. It's average.
For him, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, probably not this early in the league, but I feel like most people average out to around there.
Yeah.
230, 250. 19 hits, 2 home runs, 11 RBIs. Sorry, I got bad eyes. I had to get a little closer for that one.
Good. So Torquewatch is going all right.
Yeah, Torque, but it's not stopping. We're not. The good news is it's like I called Larkin a traffic cone, and he played good for a few games and got that big contract. You're welcome. I want some of that money. So we are now on to baseball season, a.k.a. Torque Watch. It will continue.
Yeah, keep him on watch because I'm still not sold on that guy.
He was first overall pick, wasn't he? Or like a second overall?
Oh, yeah. Questionable. It's like, good. That's what I'm saying. Like, what? Whatever. Anything else on the Tigers? No.
I'm sure there is, but I just blanked.
No, that's good.
No, they won today again, though.
Hot streak, Eduardo, Torque Watch, covered it. Let's talk about the Lions. The freaking Lions. Jameson Williams done for 6 games. Quintez Cephas out of the lineup, like off the team.
Kicked off the team, yeah.
CJ Moore off the team. And then I think there was there one other?
That should have been it.
So what do you like? This betting rule in the NFL is so stupid, right? Like, what is it? You can't bet on the NFL.
Yeah. At all.
That's fine.
At all.
That makes complete sense.
I get that.
Yeah.
I don't understand guy just betting on an NBA game. Like, what does that matter? Like, how is that any different than us? Nobody.
It's just being on the.
Yeah, the work premises.
Yeah, I know. I get why, like, they're saying you can't bet on
NFL.
No. On, like, their property. So, like, team bus, hotel, right. Locker room, field, like practice facility, whatever. But like, why?
I don't know. Honestly, I truly nobody don't can know. Answer. Yeah, this. There's not a.
I don't see like all the NFL does is promote these websites and these companies, and then the first thing they do once one of their guys bets on a tennis match,
gone.
Yeah, six games. I don't know. I mean, it's ultimately it's the player's fault,
right? They should have known that going into it, like that's the rules, but it is a dumb rule. It might change. I mean, the more states like legalize it and the more like popular it becomes, maybe they'll change that ruling, but I don't know. They must just not want players to even come in contact or even try to make a bet on any like NFL games. So they're just,
I just don't think what does Roger Goodell think's going on? Like what he thinks. Jameson Williams is in cahoots with a guy on an NBA team.
LeBron James.
Yeah, like, really?
I mean, even if they are, it doesn't matter. It's just not, you don't have to, you can't be on.
I know, I get that, but I'm talking about the rule itself is just dumb.
It is a dumb rule.
It'd be one thing if I was, like, kind of like a broke player. Like, the nicest thing I had was, like, the couch at the facility, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get that comfort in to put those bets in. What if you got a couple $1 million and a nice ass house? You gotta have like a nice couch. Just sit at home.
I know.
Put those bets in and go from there.
And that's what that's where it's like on the player too, because I just don't understand why you couldn't just wait till you got home.
Right.
I don't
like if you know the rules like that. I don't know if he like thought like because that's what they're saying, like he could have just got off Wi-Fi and been on his like cell phone. Like, oh, how are they gonna know that I bet in the NFL state or NFL facility?
There might be something there too with the whole like gambling problem stuff.
Yeah.
Because like, let's say like, whatever, you end up having a gambling problem, you got to go to gambling rehab or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, with them being in the facility, might need to be covered under the NFLPA nonsense stuff too.
Yeah.
So, which is why they're trying to like, you can do it at home or whatever. Like, kind of like, you don't tell us, we won't do anything to you type of thing.
Right.
But when it's there, it's kind of their business that they have to deal with, you know?
Yeah.
That's true.
Because if like Jay's our long snapper and he's got a crippling gambling addiction, sitting in the locker room, just wagering bets, knowing that he just lost 60 grand and we need him to
have a
perfect long snap or something like that.
But remember Vander Kane? He lost like all his money.
Yeah.
He had to file for bankruptcy because he had a gambling problem. The NHL didn't do anything about it. NHL didn't suspend him.
Nope.
Because, I don't know. It's just such a weird rule. I don't agree with it at all.
So
every other commercial is about DraftKings.
Right.
Or FanDuel.
It's, it just goes through like all four big companies during commercial break and then it's back to the game.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all I had on that. It's so Lions, though.
Right.
Like stud wide receiver, he's looking to do big things. Everyone's
expecting him to do big things.
Done first six games. He's got like three catches and.
No, he only has one catch.
Oh, just the one?
Yeah.
I thought he caught at least a couple.
Because I seen a bunch of memes. It's like Jameson Williams has as many catches as he does suspensions from the NFL or something like that. It's like
yeah. Like he's been a part of the team for. It'll be, by the time his suspension is done, what was their last year? 17 games?
Yep.
So he'll be a part of the team for 23 games and have one catch.
Yep. It's good.
So
good
Lions.
Start of the career.
Why does that shit like this happen?
Yeah, I know.
Do you think we have to draft a wide receiver now or no?
Yes. I think it. At least go get one. Or I think that moves our need for a receiver up. So like, I think we're going to take one regardless. But probably like a later round. Well, now it might force our. I mean, maybe if a sick receiver dropped to 18, then snag him there. But that move might move it up to like a second or third round pick. Use it on a receiver.
Yeah. Either way, you got to get one, right? To replace, either you sign somebody or whatever, or trade, I don't know. But.
Dog's right there.
Dog has kitty. Dog hasn't moved. Dog hasn't moved in about 10 minutes.
That scared the shit out of me.
Dog is sitting in the hallway, super creepily.
The corner of my eye, and it scared the crap out of me.
Speaking of the draft, we're going Thursday.
Yep.
Work trip.
Business trip.
I think my favorite thing about this business trip is you guys are so into who we're drafting and like paying attention to all this stuff. And I'm about to be like,
I'm just interested in who we get. That's really all it is. Like, I'm more interested in trying these wings. Nick's really hyping these wings up.
Yeah, he has been.
So I'm about to try some.
Watch me get a hamburger and him get mad.
They probably don't even have it. I think it's like a chicken place.
I have no idea.
No clue.
I'm sure they'd have a burger.
I'm fucking with them.
But anyways, we're going to be crushing beers Thursday, crushing wings, watching the draft, watch the Lions do whatever they do.
Yep.
Who
knows?
Yeah, I would like to see Jalen Carter, at least, if he was there at 6.
Yeah, I wouldn't hate it.
That's all I care about. And
I know a lot of people hate, like, okay, do not take a cornerback. But honestly, if they take that, I think it's Witherspoon is his name.
Yeah.
If they took him, I wouldn't be super upset. He's looking like a stud.
My only problem with that is we addressed that in the offseason. Like, that's really...
Right.
What did we add? Like, 3 pieces to
we
that?
We added 2, because the one was a safety. But the only concern is that one guy that we added from San Francisco is coming off, like, an ACL tear. So it's
Mosley?
Like, yeah, Mosley. So that's where it's, like, one, you don't know how, like, game ready he's going to be and into the action. And if we're going to throw him in 100%. And two, if he gets injured again, then we're really screwed. We have nobody. So I think that'll kind of lock it up for... Then we have 3 rotating cornerbacks.
Yeah.
Or take Jalen Carter and then get someone at 18 or in the second round or whoever. So.
Yeah. Well, really see Thursday. Right. Excited. Chicken, beers, boys.
Buzzing.
NHL playoffs going on. Joe, you still got the Islanders winning?
They won today. Still alive.
They got to win 2 more games and move out of the first round. They got to go 2-0. Big Islanders guy.
Never count them out.
I'm a bigger Rangers guy, but we'll go with the Islanders.
Did you see, Kale, are you watching that Edmonton-LA game? It was late, though.
Which one?
It was the one where I think it was overtime. Yeah, it was overtime. In one of the games, but it was the controversial high stick.
I seen the video. I fell asleep, so I didn't watch the game, but I seen the video the next day.
I think it clearly hit a stick.
I couldn't tell. It was
because,
like,
you can tell the puck is going, like, it's up and it's going. It's literally angling towards the, like, to go out,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden it just drops straight down. Like, it was clear. It was clear. And if you look at it close enough, it's
so how
it's turning one way, and then at that exact moment, it starts turning a different way.
I never looked into it more, but, like, how did that happen? And then they immediately scored, or did that happen, like, a few seconds before the goal? Because all I saw was the replay of the goal, and it was like puck was in the corner, pass out front.
It happened pretty soon after that. But either way, I guess the rule is if you, like. Like, if the refs, if they think if it's in overtime, if the refs think they missed a call or something, then they can go and review it. Like a high stick, like a delay of game or whatever you want to call it, penalty. Like, if it hits the net.
Yeah.
Or if it a high stick, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. They can review that.
Because, you got to think if they tip it in.
True.
So it's the same concept.
Because I did hear it was like a super lengthy review.
Oh, yeah.
That they were looking at it for
but
a while.
I cannot believe that they...
I just think they...
It was clear as day to me that it hit a stick.
I don't think that, like, from the angles that I seen, and, like, I think I remember seeing your point, like, it was going one way, and then it, like, kind of looked like it came straight down. I think since they called it a goal on the ice, and they couldn't physically see the stick hit the puck, like, from that angle, because it was, like, lined up together.
Yeah.
So you couldn't actually physically see the puck hit the stick. That's kind of why they kept it as the goal. Whereas if they had a side angle and you could, like, see it make connection, then that's where they can kind of overturn it. But
yeah, I don't know. I just feel like Oilers probably got hosed on that call, but I've seen a lot of
there's been a lot of bad. But Okay, there's been a lot of bad calls, but then there's also like so many, like especially like Edmonton and Toronto fans I've been seeing online. They've been complaining so much about like calls, but it's really like not even penalties, but they're like, because they're like obviously like newer fans or they don't really know hockey that much, but like every little thing, like even somebody maybe like putting a stick on someone's back and they're like, you missed a cross check. And it's like, okay, I guess technically if you look at it, he's got a stick on his back, but he's not actually cross checking. It's not a penalty.
Yeah.
It's like if they called everything that these people are complaining on, it's just going to be a power play the entire game for both teams.
Right.
And that's the annoying part.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like NHL players play different, too, in playoffs. Like, there's a lot more diving going on, too, I've been noticing.
Yeah, or selling the calls, for sure.
Yeah, but...
That's what? It. Get AI refs.
AI refs?
I don't know how you would do that for hockey. I thought they were about to move to that for MLB.
I think they're trying it in a little, like, a smaller league, aren't they?
Yeah, so.
Really?
That could be one that would be, like, for balls and strikes.
That's what I thought they were moving. Like, it was decided.
Because, yeah, like, that could be, like, I don't know how I actually do it, but, like, almost like a hologram up, and then if it, boom, hits any part of that hologram part that comes up, strike. If it misses, ball.
Yeah.
Could be that simple.
Yeah. I don't know how. There's a lot of ways they could do it, and I feel like it would be accurate.
Yeah.
Like, really accurate.
Yeah. They get spot on.
I don't know why I just thought of this, but my one friend and I were talking like technology stuff today at work.
Yeah.
And he was talking.
It's a pretty typical thing to talk about at work.
Yeah, but we were talking about how they're still working on it, but like they're going to do like a VR, like when you have your VR headset on.
Yeah.
You can sit like the like $2,000 seats or whatever, like the Wings game.
Mm-hmm.
And just be able to like watch it live.
Yeah.
Seat.
Mm-hmm. I heard about that.
Oh, boy. I bet Ticketmaster loves that idea.
Because I think, weren't they doing that during the pandemic, too, a little bit?
Yeah, but it wasn't as
high-tech as it is now.
Yeah, because it should be like if you sit in the one certain seat, like a million people can sit in the one seat.
Right.
From wherever else.
Mm-hmm. That'd be kind of crazy.
We don't need it.
Like with the live, so like with the live fans, too, and everything, you just be a part of it?
Essentially, yeah.
So you show up to a ballpark and there's nobody next to you, just a big camera. Yeah, but just sitting
like,
okay, there.
So like, think about what they can do now. So like I was whatever we were talking.
Yeah, and, there's just a little camera sitting on the back.
Yeah.
On the back.
Right. I don't know how it works.
You saying. Got a million people just staring at you.
But what they've been doing now is like the whole idea of like when a comedian doesn't wanna go anywhere, like if they don't want to travel like San Antonio from like LA.
Yeah.
They can now do a hologram.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
And the technology is good enough to where
I can believe that.
Like if I'm like doing the obviously the people there see the hologram, but then like you're the one doing the comedy in like LA still.
Yeah.
You see the full audience and their reaction still.
Dang.
Yeah. So it's like crazy shit like that. That's going to be awesome going forward too. So just imagine like playoff hockey, you're just sitting there like row one. Like,
that'd be dope.
I'd be sitting there.
Going nuts just, in your
living room. Banging on the glass in, just in my living room.
Shattering
just
everything in the living room. Ollie's going crazy.
Yeah.
That'd be insane. Imagine if like they had that. Topic, imagine if they had that when like your team won the Stanley Cup or something. You're just like sitting there like you're watching them skate it around the rink and shit. That'd be crazy.
That'd be sick.
Smoking Joe's. Live stream it.
Get one of those for our games.
Sit on the bench.
We need to start doing the, well, I say it, but we need to have like mics. You know what I mean?
For our game?
Yeah. And just like add in some audio here and there when something funny happens.
I just give it to Tyre and Zach.
Like the audio.
Tyre, that, Zach, and you.
They're both telling, us three are telling everybody to fuck off, calling someone a pussy.
Like, do you remember the championship game when I was like busting around the guy and he literally like smoked me into the boards by their bench?
Yeah.
Like I would have wished I would have had that audio. Like I looked at him. I literally looked at him and I was like, I looked at their bench. I was like, what's your guy doing? And I literally like, they raised their shoulders. I don't know. So I just wish we need to start having some audio like that. Be great. Joe, mic you up.
Just be a bunch of heavy breathing.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Like in the background, just hear, go. I had to call your name. Actually, that reminds me. I had the puck and you were wide open, but you weren't looking at me. And I was like, I was literally just about to give it to you. And I was like, Joe. So right when you looked at me, the puck was on the way. So then you caught it. I was like, oh, thank God.
You just got to call my name like a blind person.
Yeah, because I was, you were like right in, like kind of in front of me, like on the side. Yeah, I had two guys coming at me. You were freaking wide open, but you just weren't looking at me. I was like, no. So I yelled your name, and sure enough, snapped your head around. Mm-hmm. But, so.
What else we got on that list?
NBA playoffs?
Hold on.
Bet slip/wheel.
Before then. Actually, this might be a good thing for a lot of people. But myself being a big beverage man myself.
Oh, yeah.
Big Blue is no longer at Ford Field.
Yeah, did you see like their hype on Twitter? The line? It was like on last Monday or Tuesday or something, they tweeted. They were like, and it was like a video of Rory like going around with a box, and it was like all suspicious, and it was like the title of the video was like, ooh, what's in the box? And it was like big, and then they came like whatever, he's walking around the stadium and all this shit, and then he like finally set it down. And the big reveal was like revealing on Friday or releasing on Friday or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then come Friday, it was just like, oh yeah, we're switching to Coke. It's like, what? Wait a minute.
All that for that.
I thought this was about to be a sick third jersey or something. But anyways, go ahead.
I mean, it is a huge deal.
Yeah, but like, what do fans really care about it? Business people that work for the Lions probably care about it.
I think you'll be,
and people that work for Coke.
I think you'd be very surprised at the amount of people. Like, if you ever go to, like, you know, you go to like a restaurant, and you're like, oh, say I'll have a Coke, and like, oh, we have Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, whatever.
Yeah,
I think you'd be surprised at the amount of people that say, oh, I'll just have a water then.
That's insane to me.
It's true.
I mean, I can believe it, but it's just
why
crazy.
It's like literally like almost the same thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was like, man, someone from Big Bev, Big Blue is getting yeeted.
But you can actually taste the difference, right?
Yeah, I can taste the difference, but it's not like.
Yeah. No, it's not. I mean, I like them both.
No, I'm just going to do water.
Yeah. Like,
it's not that extreme.
Yeah. I mean, there is a difference. There is definitely a difference,
but
I can't believe. Yeah, I just can't believe people would rather have water as opposed to a different brand.
So I texted my old boss. It's funny because he's like the top person for like food service in like Indiana.
Yeah,
he's like a few states away, and I was like, "Well, I see you dropped the fucking ball here. Like, you leave Michigan and this shit happens." He goes, sucks.
That's probably a huge loss for Pepsi.
It's huge. It's definitely huge because, I mean, now the Red Wings are already Coke.
Yeah.
And I think all LCA is Coke, technically.
They got to switch everything around in the Ford Field then.
The only thing that's Tigers is Tigers, the only thing holding on, that like Greektown.
Really?
Yeah, because MGM's
Coke. Soaring Eagle. Soaring Eagle is Big Bev, isn't it?
Yeah.
But those Mount Pleasant Pepsi people will keep that account forever.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, no, sad day if you like Big Blue. Great day if you love Big Red.
Are you gonna get cola at Ford Field anymore then?
I don't think I've ever gotten a cola at Ford Field.
Never gotten like a $38 whiskey and Coke at Ford Field.
I will be very upset.
A 6 ounce whiskey and cola for $39.
The only thing that's gonna upset me is when I have to drink a Dasani.
Oh yeah, yeah. Dasani's not good. That's for sure.
I mean, it's the same thing as
that. But that's Coke then, right?
Yeah.
But that little bit of fucking salt.
Yeah. What's Big Bev's water?
Aquafina? Pepsi.
Aquafina.
Oh,
both from the Detroit River.
Yummy.
What?
Delicious.
That's not what the picture it looks like.
This is a separate podcast. Learn, son.
Freaking, that is false marketing right there. What's Are you sure?
Don't say it's from it. It's just a mountain on it.
I might have a case.
You don't have a case.
False advertising? The mountain?
You have a better case of saying that Ice Mountain's not from an ice mountain. All right.
All right, whatever. Let's go to the bet slip because we have only a few minutes, and I gotta.
Got to do the big spin.
I got to figure out what the hell I'm doing. So, final records for part two. She's good. Part two. Man. I went 16 and the big 20. 16 and 20. Cal went 17 and 19. Joe finished 16, 15, and 1. Overall, I'm sitting at 37, 41. Cal, 40, 37, and 1. And Joey, 40, 36, and 2. Special guests moved to 3 and 3, thanks to Ryan. And the pod parlay, 7 and 19. So, what we're going to do moving forward until more sports
probably till NFL season,
NCAA season. Probably around then, until NCAA football probably. We're just gonna do one pick a week each. We'll take the pod parlay off the board because that really doesn't matter. If you want to parlay all these, go ahead. So we'll do one pick. We'll start over part three. We're 0-0, and then after we make the picks, I will spin this godforsaken wheel.
Wheel of fun.
The wheel of fun. Does anybody...
We'll have to list off all the punishments too. So,
Kale, you want to go?
Sure. I got mine. Keep it simple. Kraken, Avalanche, over 5.5 goals tomorrow night. I feel like they're due for an offensive explosion from both teams. So, just over 5.5 goals.
All right. Who was that?
Kraken and Avalanche tomorrow night.
Okay. Makar's out.
That's good. Worst D.
No, I'm not saying that's I would like it anyway. I'm just...
Yeah. No, Makar's out. Yeah, Makar got the sussy.
Yep. Joey, you got one? Got one queued up?
Yeah, I just looked it up. Baseball, Detroit, Milwaukee, tomorrow. I'm going to go with the Tigers money line.
Going for the sweep?
Yeah, we want to see a sweep.
All right.
And that is currently looking like around plus 188 on FanDuel and plus 180 on DraftKings for those of you that use either of those apps.
Shit. All right.
Joey wants the big sweep.
For me, I am looking on Thursday, late game NHL. We are going Winnipeg, Vegas over 5.5. Vegas can close it out at home, I believe, right? It's 3-1.
Yep, it is 3-1.
All we need is 6. Winnipeg obviously needs the win, so I'll take over 5.5. Vegas, Winnipeg.
Like it.
So we're at 41 minutes. Oh, man.
Do-do-do-do.
All right, we're going to spin this damn thing. Elephant on the wall. Elephant in the room.
I was going to say.
Sorry, I was doing something.
Elephant on the wall. I was like, something doesn't sound right with that.
I'm freaking nervous, all right?
As you should be.
Hey, knock something else over.
Don't. She gone. So you want to read off? You almost look like a radio host right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just... Is that right? I'm going to go look back to my house, aka my car, after this. So let's get...
Tropical.
Let's get the shit set up first, and then we'll...
The camera?
Yeah. We'll
put it on mine.
We'll just cut the shit real quick, and then we'll cut back in.
No, I mean, just let it roll. Keep it rolling. Keep it live here. Get the camera angle fixed up.
Wow, that looks good. I'm so good.
Make sure you hit randomize too once you're done reading them all.
Yeah, shuffle that.
Sorry.
Patience, motherfucker. All right, so we have a few things here. Pretty cool. What we got? 10?
I don't know how many. 10 to 12. Somewhere around there.
So what we got on here that Jay gets to do? Run a 5K. Run a 10K. The Blazing Challenge again would be pretty hilarious.
Oh my god, that was so ass.
Run 3 miles on a treadmill dressed as Forrest Gump. Realistically, might as well just make that 3.1 and make it a 5K. But that's all right. Count up to 10,000. Joe picks the punishment.
Oh.
Wax body hair. Drink hot dog water. I'm excited for that one, too.
Yeah, no, that's like almost like a win for us, too, yeah, and a loss for Jay.
Tigers came in full Tigers gear, wearing a glove. No spikes, actual tennis shoes, because we don't want anyone to bust their ass.
Yeah. Well, they probably wouldn't let you in.
Yeah.
An open wrestling tournament, Crystal Palace gin, and a roller hockey game with Cal's goalie helmet.
Yeah.
Which seems like more of like a... like a downer for us.
Why? Maybe a downer. It wouldn't be embarrassing.
I'd still, not going to affect my game, really, I don't think.
It wouldn't. Yeah,
be just, a little loose, but.
Just look dumb.
Oh, all right, ignore this. Hold on.
Did
you just spin it?
I got to shuffle it still.
You need to make sure you shuffle
I'm trying to get all the recording stuff done.
I want to see that fucking wheel.
I understand. Jesus.
We need a live reaction here. Oh, man. I was sweating.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Because I was like...
we'd have been tied right now. We'd have been going another week.
Yeah, because like the Yankees game, they put up like 6 runs the first like 2 innings. Like, oh, this is a lock. And then like as it was going on, it was like no more runs were scored. I'm like, dude, I'll be stuck at 19. Jay will have 19, but then the...
No, we both would have been at 20.
Well, no, because the Tampa one hit pretty easily. But you're like, I think it was Vegas... I thought Vegas was going to win.
Yeah.
And then Winnipeg turning around.
I know it's kind of small.
Oh, boy.
Big shuffle.
2. How many shuffles do you want to
do? Do 3 more shuffles.
1, 2, 3.
5 shuffles. Man. Here we go. Do, 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 do.
Oh, no.
Are you recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Spin it. Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Wax. Open wrestling.
Oh, no. What? What is it?
Open wrestling tournament.
Open wrestling tournament.
No way.
Oh my god.
How hard do you think this is going to be to do?
I don't know. I have no idea.
All right.
We can look into it. Maybe do a second
one. I was about to say, before I touch it again, I'll remove it.
Yeah. That'll be number 1. We'll look into it and see
it's
how
too difficult like the bodybuilding one. We that was a great idea, but it was way too hard.
You're right. God damn it.
Yeah, so we'll, this
you're also, also going to have a kid, so we don't want you crippled. So.
Yeah, no, we'll for sure try to get this one, but yeah, if it's like too difficult or there's none till like fall season, then maybe we'll
do.
All right, so let's just, this is the next one will be the one if that doesn't work out.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, so the backup one. Oh, man.
Fucking. Oh.
No!
What roller hockey game with Cale's goalie home. Dude, it was just about the Tiger. It was almost the Tigers
uniform
game.
One. All right, so the goalie mask.
Oh, my God.
That's the best one.
What do you Tigers mean, best game? One?
You got the best one on there.
Hey, I don't know what to tell you.
What?
The roller hockey game with Cale's home.
What do you mean the best one?
That's just the easiest one.
Well, I guess, you don't have to do anything. It's just really embarrassing.
Yeah, dude. Imagine you had to wear that during a game. God damn it.
All right, so open wrestling tournament. If that fails, then...
How are we about to... Like, where do they host those?
We'll talk to Sean.
Sean will know. We can probably look it online, honestly.
I'm going to need Sean I'm gonna need Sean to coach me up.
Sean, you and Sean can enter a tournament. I bet you'd be down.
Ah, oh, damn.
Damn it,
I just weighed 170 the other day, so not
you're
looking
being
good.
Like the heavyweight.
Not looking good. Shit.
All right.
All right, well, any final thoughts before we kick it off?
I don't. I'm just looking forward to... God, either one of those,
damn,
I'm
dude.
Looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, those kind
either
of
one
suck.
That you do.
All right, Joey.
Sorry, I was looking up wrestling tournaments for you.
Anything?
It's gonna be hard with the age group.
I'm not traveling an hour either.
Open wrestling tournaments 2023 adults.
Oh,
open division, Michigan USA Wrestling.
Oh my God!
We also offer grappling to the open competitors. Here we go, Michigan Wrestling Tournaments. Senior, oh my God! Yeah, senior right here, 425. Oh, that's going on right now.
Where?
Oh, Las Vegas. I thought it said Michigan. Why is this?
I don't know. I gotta go to Vegas.
I get invited.
Oh, Heartland Freestyle. Oh, there's some like every weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's literally tournaments every single weekend.
How much does it cost?
Shawnee would know more about that.
Yeah, we might have to talk to Sean about this.
All right.
Freestyle.
Oh, I wanted the Tigers game or the hot dog water so bad because that meant we had to go to a Tigers
game. I thought it was about to be the Tigers game.
That meant we had to go to a Tigers game no matter what, and that meant we were going to get hot dogs no matter what.
Yeah, you're damn right.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, dude, now, son of a bitch.
Now I get no food, no entertainment.
I'm going to get my ass whooped. Hey, then we got to, if I have to do this, we got to place bets on like my over under.
How long
I last.
Here we go. Marine Corps Beach Wrestling National
Championship. Oh, yeah. That's great.
Where's that at?
It's in North Carolina.
Yeah, I'd do great on that.
Yeah, a lot of these are like certain age groups. We'll have to look and, well, it'll take some research.
You got to look at the 29-year-old eight.
The 30U wrestling.
Yeah, 30U.
So we'll what we'll do is next episode,
we'll do research before next episode, yeah, and then we'll decide from there.
We'll go from there.
Yeah, we'll have to figure out before that.
Yeah.
Because,
oh, my God.
Because, yeah, we got to know for the week after that, because that would be the game that I have to play with the helmet.
Yeah.
So.
That's true.
All right. All right, well,
oh man,
we'll put that on the back burner. Another good episode, a little short, but a good episode. A little late, sorry about that, but we had shit to do. Come on. All right, this has been episode 26 of Motown Breakdown. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you next week.